It's straight up at 10 o'clock, and welcome to an extended version of the Mornings with Ed show, now the midday show. And I got to tell you, my favorite thing about living in this town is being around people who do things for the community. And you're not going to find someone who is a better description of that than the person I have sitting here right in front of me. Jennifer Halpert has been in town not an incredibly long period of time, but we find that her involvement here is so important. She now has a magazine called We Love Laguna Beach, the heart of the community. We welcome this morning for the conversation, Jennifer Halpert. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. That was so kind.
Well, no, it's true. Thank you so much for being a part of this. And I got to tell you, you came onto my radar initially because you're such an animal lover.
Aw, yeah.
And always involved with the shelter first. And that's how we came across each other first.
Yeah.
But now you're everywhere in the community. I'm seeing you everywhere. And I'm fascinated by your magazine. Tell me about the We Love Laguna Beach magazine.
Well, it kind of started as, well, a woman approached me, a publisher was like, do you want to do a magazine? And me, of course, my background is in publishing. I was a graphic designer and worked for a publishing company in Orlando, Florida. So I had that passion. And of course, I said yes, but I didn't want it to be like a cheesy type of a realtor magazine with me on the cover. I wanted it to be about the community that I love. And that's been so great to me. So, of course, Laguna Beach, and just kind of started from there, and it's become an awesome resource for new homeowners or just anyone, really, visitors. It's just awesome, and I think having the community involvement has just been amazing.
All right. And what kind of articles will we see in it?
A lot of charitable organizations, because we just want to kind of give that awareness. So there's, we have featured in there the Laguna Beach Animal Shelter, of course.
Oh, hey, what a coincidence.
Yeah. The Ability Awareness Act, Laguna Canyon Foundation, Wyland Foundation. So lots of foundations, lots of small businesses, and just a directory, a really cool directory. We have Think Laguna First and Visit Laguna Beach and KXFM Radio. And different news sources where people can go to get their news on a more regular basis.
Right.
So a little bit of everything, but all Laguna Beach, everybody who loves Laguna Beach. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. And I imagine in the coming weeks and maybe even in the coming months, we're still going to be cleaning up or talking about the cleanup from the oil spill. And do you see yourself involved in that?
I do actually. I would love to get Laguna, the Locals for Laguna, Jason, involved because he's heavily involved in that, and maybe interviewing him for the next magazine. We've talked about that. So like just getting anything Laguna Beach, people who love Laguna Beach, people are doing good things in the community. We just kind of want to share that. And it's right. Just, yeah, it's awesome. Right. Kind of like what you do.
Okay, yeah, kind of what I do.
Kind of like what you
do. In print form, really.
In a print form, yeah, exactly.
Spelled correctly, by the way. So you came up in publishing. Tell me about that.
I studied advertising in college first and started at my first internship at an ad agency. And I was there and I was like, you know what? I really want to be in the art department. So at that point, I was always sketching and drawing things and went to an art program, the Art Institute of Fort Lauderdale. And there I did a quick graphic design program.
Right.
Started at a newspaper, a small newspaper in Orlando. And then it just kind of stemmed. All of these ideas for this magazine had stemmed from there, where we did a tourist publication and a community newspaper. So it's a little bit of a combination of both into one, like, awesome, sweet magazine that people can, you know, read, share, learn, and, you know, maybe help contribute to the foundations that are in it.
I think that when you first described it, when the first things out of your mouth was you didn't want it to be a cheesy real estate type magazine. And I noticed that when I read the first copy that you gave me, I noticed that, hey, there's no cheesy real estate type things here. You really managed to sidestep that very well.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations.
I appreciate that. And it was a lot of the support of the local businesses and Wyland. When Wyland decided, I mean, his artwork on the cover has just made it even more than we ever thought it could be. And just to see the support of people like him, I mean, just such a big, famous artist who was willing to, you know, help. He said, if no one helped me when I was getting started, then I would never be here. And I mean, I was just touched and moved. And I think that all the businesses that kind of stood by me and I was trying to help them during, you know, COVID was a tough time for everyone. So I think it just happened at a great time, and being able to help was just, important.
Right. And the launch party for the magazine was fun. Thank you for the invitation. Thank you very much for that evening. That was a wonderful night. And I noticed that you used absolutely no plastics, nothing. You were so ecologically sound and responsible for that. I was fascinated by, wow, she thought of everything.
Thank you.
And putting that together, that party together, that I know how detailed you are. I know how fingers on everything you have to be. Are you that way with this magazine?
Yes.
you say that with a sigh, like it's bad. I think that's a good thing, actually.
Well, yes. Detail-oriented, yes.
Okay. And you're like that, I imagine, with everything?
Yes, yes. It's to a fault, but, you know, I guess it's a good fault.
Right. Now, let me ask you a real estate question without, you know, just jumping tracks a little bit. How's the market here?
The market has been, you know, it's been busy still. We still have a lot of buyers looking and not a lot of inventory. So it's been difficult for buyers. But just, you know, it's the prices are remaining high and steady out here. So it's good. But yeah, if you're thinking about selling, it's a great time because there are a lot of buyers and the rates are still low right now, so it is a great time.
But there's not a lot of inventory. So I imagine you're showing a lot of families the same places.
Yeah, and they go so fast, you really don't even get an opportunity. I mean, the ones that are under $2 million are going very, very quickly here. So
right.
It's been difficult. So that's been a struggle. And I think I'm hoping that this, you know, will change soon.
Right. And are you finding that the people looking are more the types that want to live in the home they buy, or the types that just want to rent it out, or that maybe just want to turn it around immediately?
You know, I think a little bit of both. A lot of both. There's a lot of everything, really. But yeah, I mean, I've been working with families specifically that are looking for their forever home and are having a difficult time. So that's been challenging, very challenging.
All right. Now I want to switch back to the magazine for a little bit. Where will we find this? Where are the newsstands, or how will we find the magazine?
Right now we have it in some of the local, you know, places where you can find it in town, like South Swell Donuts is one place.
I love them.
Yes.
I love
Jackie's
them.
Jackie's the best.
The best pho, first of all, the best pho in town.
Yes.
And then the croissants. I go for the big giant croissants.
Yes. Yes, and the cronuts, and she has these buns that are so delicious. I didn't even know she had all of that with the pho and the buns and just everything. Yeah. So she's awesome.
That's the coolest place.
It really is. Yeah, she was one of the very first people that we had come into in Laguna when we came here, and she was just the most welcoming person, just such a sweet, sweet woman.
Yeah.
So there, and then Joyce's Floral, which is right across the street from Jackie.
Right.
Also at Wyland Galleries, they have them there.
Okay.
Gosh, you can pick them up at the Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to have more. So if you visit welovelagunabeach.com, we'll keep you up to date on where you can find them and so on and so forth.
Okay. You can also find it next week, 1 week from tonight, at the Taste of Laguna Food and Music Fest, right?
That's right. Yes, that's right.
You're going to have a table there. We'll have magazines available.
We will. Super excited to be there and support the local radio station and just support everything Laguna Beach.
So. You're so awesome. And aww, you're so...
You are.
Oh, no, you are. So you'll have a table set up there, but you're also an ambassador for the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes. So I'll be volunteering there selling drink tickets. And also one big bit of news, which we missed out on where you can pick them up, Nirvana Grill. And yes, awesome. Chef Lindsay's amazing. And we are going to have the magazines there as well. So you can pick them up there.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. We'll be raffling off a gift card at the Taste of Laguna. So you can come on over and enter the raffle there.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yes.
Okay. So how often are we going to see this? Is it weekly? Is it monthly?
No, definitely not. definitely not. More of a keeper. We're thinking annually and thinking to make it more of a charity so we can give back and hoping that it just will continue to grow and just help support the local businesses and the charities and kind of just keep it going in that way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent. And you know that on the 14th, a week from tonight, you're going to be helping with the Mick Jagger strut.
I am, and I'm so excited. So I can't wait to see you do it.
I can't wait to see you do it. You know, I know I can. I'm pretty comfortable with doing it. I want to see you
I'm going
to
have to practice. So yeah, give me a week or get it down.
All right. right. So if we wanted to just get in touch with you, if a listener is interested in whatever, the magazine or whatever, houses, how do we get in touch with you?
Yeah, welovelagunabeach.com. And then also on Instagram, there's we.love.lagunabeach. We have a photo contest that's in the magazine, so you can vote on there and just stay involved and contact me that way.
Okay. So, so glad that you stepped in this morning. I couldn't be happier that you're here. And finally,
I am as well.
Finally, finally, we get you into the studio.
It's been a long time coming. First time without a mask, too. Yes. Super excited.
And I'm super excited to have you here. Come back and visit us,
Thank
please.
Thank you so much. I will.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a Rolling Stone song. And then you and I are going to, I'm going to show you how to do the strut right now. Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. So it's 10:11 the time. My thanks once again, Jennifer Halpert. The magazine is We Love Laguna Beach magazine. In the background, the Rolling Stones. All right. Here we go. Hands on your hips, Jennifer. Here we go. Hands on your hips.
All right. Let's
you got to stand up first. Stand there you go. Up. Now behind your hips. There you go. Behind. All right. Now we're going to start moving your neck a little bit. There you go. I'll tell you how she does on the other side. Rolling Stones.